Black day, stormy night. No love, no hope in sight. Don't cry, he is coming. Don't die without knowing the cross. Ghettos to the left of us, flowers to the right. There'll be bread for all of us if we can just bear the cross.
This is from Book One of the Metamorphoses by Ovid. Written, it says, around A.D. 7. Golden was that first age, which, with no one to compel, without a law, of its own will, kept faith and did the right. There was no fear of punishment. No threatening words were to be read on brazen tablets. No suppliant throng gazed fearfully upon its judge's face. But without defenders, lived secure. Not yet had the pine tree, felled on its native mountains, descended thence into the watery plain to visit other lands. Men knew no shores except their own. Not yet were cities begirt with steep moats. There were no trumpets of straight, no horns of curving brass, no swords or helmets. There was no need at all of armed men, for nations, secure from war's alarms, passed the years in gentle ease. The earth herself, without compulsion, untouched by hoe or plowshare, of herself gave all things needful. And men, content with food which came with no one's seeking, gathered the arbut fruit, strawberries from the mountainsides, Cornell cherries, berries hanging thick upon the prickly bramble, and acorns fallen from the spreading tree of Jove. Then spring was everlasting, and gentle zephyrs with warm breath played with the flowers that sprang unplanted. Anon, the earth untilled brought forth her stores of grain, and the fields, though unfallowed, grew white with the heavy bearded wheat. Streams of milk and streams of sweet nectar flowed, and yellow honey was distilled from the verdant oak. Unquote from Ovid. From the introduction, we discover Ovid's greatest work, the fruit of the best years of the prime of his life, when his imagination had ripened and his poetic vigor was at its height, was the Metamorphoses, finished in A.D. 7, just before his banishment. And this is from Rome, by the Emperor Augustus he was banished, because of a book he wrote that has since disappeared. Continuing. In the poet's own judgment, however, the poem was not finished, and in his despair on learning of his impending exile, he burned his manuscript. But fortunately, copies of this great work still survived in the hands of friends. And in Ovid's letter, Tristia, he begs his friends to publish it. And at the same time, he begs his readers to remember that the poem has never received its author's finishing touches, and so to be lenient in their judgment of it. And that is from the introduction to Ovid's Metamorphoses, the Frank Justus Miller translation. One thing the tale of Ovid tells us for certain: when we have our own power, the power we're born with, we don't covet that of others. That is what the golden age means. When everyone has what they need, their true power restored or allowed to be and flourishing.
Flowers to the right.